Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fully aware that the vast majority of our listeners, of our audience, are either probably Republicans, conservatives, possibly some independents. I am not under the delusion that a ton of Democrats or liberals or far left listen to this show. But what I am hoping is this. I'm hoping that you know someone. I'm hoping that in your life you have someone who is a staunch Democrat, a liberal supporter, a far left-wing type person who you can convince to just listen to the show. Because here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to tell them they're crazy. I'm not going to tell them they're terrible, horrible, evil, monstrous people. I'm not going to tell them how horrible they've ruined this country. I'm not going to do anything like that because that doesn't solve any problem. But what I am going to do is I'm going to point out the hypocrisy, the inconsistencies, the things that are in fact ruining this country, that they're looking the other way over. Because deep in my heart, I carry a belief that most people are genuinely good people. Most people do not want the destruction of this country. Most people do not want economic disaster. Most people do not want to turn the United States into a banana republic or a third world nation. I just think most people are very ill-informed or misinformed. And there has to come a time when you sit down with these people and explain to them in a very careful and factual manner what their loyalty to this party that is in fact made up of some very evil people, that is in fact dedicated to destroying this country, are actually doing. I have Democratic friends. They're not evil people. But I do find they're very misinformed, and they'll say ridiculous things. And when you confront them with facts, they either just laugh or they shrug it off, or they blame it on something else, or they claim the source is no good. But folks, facts are facts. You can't argue with facts. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Political persecution, for no other reason than to try to disengage another political party, is the beginning of fascism, it's the beginning of a banana republic, and it's not something that ever should be condoned, ever. If you are cheering because you think that the Mar-a-Lago raid may in fact stop Donald Trump from running for president, maybe he'll even be indicted and go to jail, you need very, very, very serious addressing of the facts. Because what you're doing is you're rooting for your home team in a baseball game. And that's not what politics was ever meant to be. You see, folks, the parties were formed to try to help the United States. Not to be, I'm rooting for one side and I'm rooting for another. I recently heard a man say, I don't care if they found dead bodies in Hunter Biden's basement. I'm still glad Joe Biden won. I've heard people say, I don't care if gas goes to $35 a gallon. I'm still glad Joe Biden won. This is irrational. It's irrational. There's not an American alive who should ever want anyone to pay $35 for gas. And if you do, I'm sorry, there's something very irrational and very wrong about that. And you need to address it. And that's why I'm here with the facts. The fact of the matter is, folks, BI became in 2016, and maybe they were before this, I don't know, but they revealed themselves, especially the DOJ in conjunction with the FBI, became a political arm, a political enforcement arm. Yes, in fact, they did investigate Hillary Clinton, and yes, in fact, they did find she did some things wrong. But did Jim Comey not come out and say there's no prosecutor worth a damn who would ever take this case because there's no intent? She may have been stupid. She may have done things that were irrational, but it wasn't with criminal intent.
Okay.
She had classified information on servers that anyone could hack, not locked in a safe in Mar-a-Lago that no one could get to. She also was not the president of the United States, which means she could not declassify it. I want you to remember that the president of the United States can declassify anything he wants at any time he wants. Her server could have been hacked 400 times over. You going to hack a safe in Mar-a-Lago? Did they raid Hillary Clinton's house? No, they did not. And the FBI came out and said, well, we don't want to adversely affect the results of the election. So technically speaking, even though she did break the law, there's going to be no indictment. I want you to understand the facts. The facts are the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago, and Donald Trump said, take whatever you want. They're all declassified. Look through whatever you want and take whatever you want. Do you know what the FBI said to him? Well, we're going to take these, and the rest of these you just keep in the safe, but we want you to put another lock on this thing. Why didn't you take them then? You had access to all the stuff you took. Why didn't you take them? Well, the simple answer is because they didn't want to take them. Much like when they raided Giuliani's office and Giuliani said, I have Hunter Biden's laptop right here with all of the crimes he committed, they said, we're not interested in it. We now have an FBI whistleblower, too, that came out and said they were instructed by the FBI not to investigate Hunter Biden. Instructed not to. Now, I want to ask my Democratic counterparts and my liberal counterparts, do you think that's fair? Forget politics for a minute. Forget red and blue. Forget Democrat and Republican. I'm asking you a question. If your next door neighbor has you fined for building a shed on your property and you build six, how is that fair? Or they build six, I should say. So would you like that? Would you like it if they said, well, I'm sorry, you voted for Biden, so that shed on your property is illegal. Well, this guy has six. Yes, I know. Sorry. He's allowed to. He voted the right way. Do you honestly think in your heart of hearts that that's fair? You see, because here's the thing. If you condone cheating, if you condone lying, and you condone mismanagement, as long as it benefits you, you lose the right to complain when it doesn't. And you don't want to lose that right. Because eventually it could happen. Eventually it could happen. Here's another thing you cannot do. You cannot dehumanize your political adversaries. When people go around saying, Donald Trump is a Nazi. Well, what do we do to Nazis? What did we do to Nazis? So you think that's what we should do to everyone who supports Donald Trump? So they're less than human, right? They're the Jews during World War II. They're not humans. Do whatever you want with them. Put them in the gas chambers. Throw them in the ovens. It doesn't matter because they're not human. They're a subspecies. They're deplorable. They're evil, terrible, terrible people who are ruining the country, much like Hitler said the Jews were. And you're falling for it. And you're saying, my next door neighbor who I used to barbecue with, and my kids played in his pool, and we went to ball games together. He put up a Trump flag, so that means he's the enemy. Is that the way you want to live your life? Is that the way you want to live your life? Do you want to be exactly like the German people during World War II, when they turned a blind eye to the Jews being slaughtered and persecuted because they're not really human? They're the ones we have to eliminate in order to see a better tomorrow. That's what you're being told right now. We have to eliminate these horrible MAGA people so we can have a better tomorrow. Where's your better tomorrow? Where is it? The Democratic Party is the party of the coastal elites. You don't believe me? Where's their strongholds? California and New York, where the rich and affluent vote for them. Not the working man. They don't care about the working man. Unless, of course, you're working for them. And they have you under their thumb. It's as simple and plain as the nose on your face. Ask yourself a very easy question to answer if you're a liberal or a Democrat. If someone was to come to your house, let's say you live in a area where you have your, let's say you live in an apartment complex, and the rules of the apartment complex is you have to pay a certain amount for garbage removal. Let's say, $100 a month for garbage removal. Do you think it's fair that other people don't have to pay that? Or would you say, wait a minute, why am I paying it and my neighbor's not? That's not fair. I've just found out 5 or 6 people living in this complex does not pay it. You'd be the first one complaining. So how is it fair? How is any of this fair, folks? Now, if you wanted to be fair and you said, look, go ahead and investigate Trump, then you also have to say to yourself, why is Joe Biden not being investigated? I want you to hear my voice very clearly, because I'm trying to reach you people who still have actual common sense. Joe Biden's own daughter, who knows more than you, she knows more than me. She grew up with Joe Biden, who had no reason to lie because she wrote in her diary that she never intended anyone to ever, 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 ever see, that her father showered with her in an inappropriate manner that led to her being sexually nymphomaniac and needing counseling. Do you support that? Do you think that's a good thing? I'm just asking you if you think that's a good thing. If you found out that your next-door neighbor showered with his daughter at 10 years old and did things to her that made her a nymphomaniac, and she blamed him for her sexual addiction, if you found out that your next-door neighbor's son had a name for him, Pedo Pete, how would you feel about your neighbor? Would you let your kids go over and play in his lawn? Would you invite him over for barbecues? Would you let him babysit? Would you elect him the president of the United States? But you're turning a blind eye to that, because that's your home team. Oh, no. No, she's lying. She must be lying. Well, what's her incentive to lie? Please tell me what this girl's incentive to lie is when she wrote it in a private diary meant for no one's eyes. What is her incentive to lie, and how come you know better than her? Because you don't want to face reality. It's time for the liberal left to face reality. Crime is rampant in every single Democratic-run city and state. Do you think that's a coincidence, or do you think it's your policies that are doing that? Do you want to live in a state or a city that's overrun with crime, or do you want to live your life peacefully? Because I assume you want to live your life peacefully. But you have been brainwashed into the cult of Orange Man Bad so terribly that you do not understand that the people you are making the heroes are the villains. And the people who you are demonizing were the people who are trying to fight them off. And one day you are going to have to look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say, how could I have been this blind? Because right now you're just their useful idiots. They will eventually come for you too. You don't want crime. You don't want your kids to grow up in a neighborhood where they can't even go out in the street and play. You don't want your child executed by gang members while they're trying to walk across the street to get an ice cream from an ice cream truck. But do you think less cops will solve that problem? Well, if we had less cops, then there should be less crime. Well, how does that ever, how does that make sense? How does that make sense? Well, if we just ban guns, because of course, all of these gangbangers, they get their guns legally. Does that make sense? It's time you got your heads out of your asses. Time you stop this nonsense tribalism. And you took a look at what the Democratic policies are doing to this country, opened your damn eyes and said, no, I've had enough of this. I know it's hard. And you know why it's hard? Because you've taken this personally now. Now, any assault on Democratic policies seems to be an assault on you. I voted for it, so you're technically assaulting me. I'm the one you're really assaulting. All we're asking you to do is open up your eyes. That's all I'm asking you to do. This latest bill that was passed was called the inflation bill. And they told every single one of you people, this inflation that's happening in this country before we get into a recession, the minute they passed it, they said, this doesn't do anything for inflation. This is more of a Green New Bill. This is for the future. Why do they have to lie to you? Again, I'm asking you very simple questions. Why were you lied to? Do you think that it's a good thing in this country that we have less free speech? Name me the last free nation that thought it was a great idea to suppress freedom of speech. And you see, you can't encompass this into a blanket of hate speech. And I'll tell you why you can't, because anything could be hate speech. You called Donald Trump a Nazi, that's hate speech. You should be banned for life. You should never, ever be on any social media ever again. Oh, but that's okay. But if I was to say that Joe Biden's own daughter accused him, basically, of inappropriately having contact with her, they would take that off social media. Well, what's the more reliable source? Who lives in his mom's basement saying, Trump's a Nazi? Or Joe Biden's own daughter making an accusation? I thought you're supposed to believe all women. Isn't that what you said? Believe all women. We have to take every accusation seriously. Why is this not being taken seriously, and how come you don't care? This woman basically accused her father of molesting her. Why don't you care? Why don't you care? Oh, because it's your guy. We got to support our guy. Well, I got news for you. Let me give you a little information. I worked side by side with a man who I thought was a pretty close friend of mine. No, I didn't socialize much with him. But at 3 years of my life, I worked side by side with him. Side by side. We laughed. We joked. We had barbecues. We had parties. And one day his girlfriend said to me, I had him arrested. He molested my daughter. And I never spoke to that man again. And I never will. I didn't say, it doesn't matter. He's my friend. You're a bitch. Your daughter's a liar. That didn't happen, and if it did, there had to be a logical explanation, and I don't care. Come on over, buddy. You're my buddy. I don't do that. I don't play that game, and I wish you wouldn't either. Your president, the current man who sits in the Oval Office, most likely molested his daughter, and you don't care. At least that's what she says. Do I have any proof? No. But unless she's insane, unless you can prove to me that she's insane, that's what she wrote in her diary. And at least it begs the question, should we not talk to her? Should we not hear from her? Should we not investigate it? Should the FBI not be talking to him? The answer is no. Hunter Biden bragged on his laptop, I am in business with the Chinese spy king. You're hearing that correct? He bragged about being in business with a Chinese spy king. while his father was Vice President of the United States of America, compromising our security. He's flying off on vacation on Air Force One while they're raiding Mar-a-Lago. His crack use, underage girls on his computer, is legendary. Is he going to jail? No, he's flying off on Air Force One. While Donald Trump's home's being raided for supposedly classified documents that he can declassify anytime he wants, and you think that's fair, and you're cheering that. It's the equivalent of having a pedophile living next door and drug dealers, and you cheering because your neighbor got a fine for leaving his garbage out. I'm not saying that everything the Republicans do is right. I've taken the Republicans to task a million times. I don't agree with all their policies, but I do know this. I can have an honest debate with someone over abortion. I can see where a Democrat might say, look, I don't think a person should be forced to have a child, especially if it's a product of rape or incest. But even if it's not, up to a certain time, I think, you know, financial burden, psychological burden, whatever it might be, I do think that there should be an option for a woman. I can respect your argument. I don't have to agree with your argument, but I can respect it because that's just a real difference of opinion. We can have differences of opinion and still be good people. But I cannot support people who turn the other way when serious crimes are committed right under their nose because that's their boy, and they will not, the reality of the fact that they're criminals. How long was it, 4 years straight, that Donald Trump was investigated from the minute he took office in 2016? Under 4 years of FBI investigation, and now when the whole unredacted version of the investigation comes out, guess what it says? We found absolutely no reason to think there were any type of collusion or any type of conspiracy with any Russians to do anything. You know why they found that? Because people in the FBI, including their lawyers and agents, forged documents. Do you think that's okay to forge a document? I'm just asking. Do you think it's okay just because you don't like Donald Trump for someone to forge a document that indicts him into something he doesn't do? Do you think it's okay if I lied about you and said you illegally did something to me? Would that be okay because I don't like you? Would it be okay if I went to the police and they said, yeah, we don't like that guy? Now, we know he really didn't do it, but you know what? Between you and me, wink, wink, let's go get that motherfucker. Well, do you think that would be okay? Is that the justice you want? Is that the justice you want? I'm asking you liberals and you Democrats, is that the justice you want? Is that the way you want this country run? People we don't like, we'll find a crime. People we do like, it doesn't matter if they commit one. Is that the justice that you want? Because that's what you're acting like right now, and you need to wake up and realize. You say things that don't make sense. You say things like only a woman should be able to opine on women's rights issues, and then in the next breath you say anyone can be a woman. I want you to think about that. Does that make sense to you? You say things like, my body, my choice, but apparently my student loan is not my student loan. That's your student loan. You pay it off. You're the one that signed it. Did anybody force your arm to sign that? Or did you sign it? Why should I have to pay for it? You say things like, well, if you don't wear a mask, you're ignoring science. But when scientists say there's only two biological, male or female, that's it, there's only two types of people in the world, or they say something like a fetus is can feel pain and at a certain amount of months, you say, oh, no. Well, that's science denying. How come you can do it? Don't you see the hypocrisy in that? You point the finger at people and say, you're doing this, and you're the ones doing it all along. You're the ones who are contradicting your own opinions. Do you think it's okay? Here's something else. The Catholic Church had a big sex scandal. with a lot of the priests, little boys and things, and right away the left jumped and said, oh, see, these damn religions, damn these Catholic people, and guess what? They covered it up. Guess what? They covered it up. They had these guys transferred to different states and different countries even to cover up the fact that they were child molesters. The Catholic Church is a breeding ground for child molesters. Child molesters are going into the priesthood just to get close to children. Okay. I agree with some of that. Now let me ask you this. If anyone can be a woman, do you think that might attract child molesters to say, oh boy, I can pretend I'm identifying as a woman, so I can go in and see little girls undressed? You don't think that's remotely possible? It is possible that someone will go through the entire situation of becoming a priest, which is not easy. You have to study for it and all kinds of things. You think someone will go through all that hassle, and they might, just to get close to little boys, but you don't think some dude will just put on a wig and a dress so he can go get his jollies in the girls' locker room, huh? Well, that's very interesting, because that's a double standard, and I don't know how you can't see that. At least you should have the honesty to come out and say, look, we got a problem here. There are people who legitimately want to identify as a woman, and they have no interest in women sexually, but there are going to be people, a lot of them, who take advantage of this if we allow them in girls' dressing rooms and things. We have to make sure that it's just not some dude deciding to dress in drag one day. I could do that right now. I could go get a wig and put on a dress and say, I'm going to the YAMCA, and I can watch all the women undress, I guess, right? What's to stop me from doing that? Nothing. How come that's okay? Do you want me to go look at your daughter undressing? Is that what you want? You think that's okay? Because I don't think it's okay. And I bet you don't think it's okay either. So stop pretending you think it's okay. And speak up. Stop being such homers that you say to yourself, well, whatever the Democratic Party says, I support. And if I hate it, I'll find a way to support it. No. Speak out. Be a human being, not a D or an R. Stop it already. It's outrageous. Look at all these sanctuary cities, right? What did they say? We're a sanctuary city. We gladly accept all of the poor migrants. We would gladly take them in. Then, when Texas says, good, you're a sanctuary city, you want them, you got them. We're busting them all up to you. What does the mayors and the governors say? Oh, we don't want them. What are you doing? What you're doing is ridiculous. Oh, you're only a sanctuary city when they're not coming. The minute they start coming, you say, well, this is a huge problem. Oh, but it's not a huge problem for Texas, right? Can you not open up your eyes and realize that the only reason they want these migrants in Texas is to flip Texas blue? It's strictly for political purposes. They don't care if these people get raped on the way. They don't care if people die on the way. The majority of them will get through and vote Democrat, and that's all they care about. Is that all you care about? That's what I'm asking you. Is your quest for power so absolute that you don't even care about human rights? You don't even care about crime? You don't even care about corruption as long as you stay in power? Because if the answer to that question is yes, then you're an evil person. I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. You're an evil, horrible, terrible person. But I don't think the majority of people are like that. I talk to Democrats and they say, I didn't hear anything about Joe Biden taking showers with his daughter. No, because it was covered up by the media. Very few people mentioned it. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump's daughter said, when I was 9 years old, my dad used to take showers with me and it led to sexual improprieties that made me an nymphomaniac. There would be specials running 24 hours a day. Pedophile, Donald Trump. Do you see any of that on Joe Biden? Do you see one person raising their hand and asking a question? What do you have to say about the fact that your daughter claimed this? Uh-uh. You can't do that. He's the Almighty. He can do whatever he wants. Is that what you want? I'm promising you this, and you can tell me I'm full of crap all you want, but the people who know me best know it's the truth. If tomorrow Donald Trump's daughter came out and said, I'm coming out with it, I was molested as a child, I would 100% rebuke Donald Trump and everything he stood for forever. How come you won't? Tomorrow, when you go and shave or you go to put your makeup on, look yourself in the eye and say, why am I supporting a man whose daughter claims she was at least sexual misconduct? And even if I tend to believe maybe she's exaggerating or maybe she took it the wrong way, how come no one's asking questions? How come it's not worth at least saying, well, now with this diary, let's just bring her in and talk to her and say, listen, we read your diary. Is this true? Is this some kind of weird fantasy? What is it exactly? Because this isn't good for the country. How come they didn't do that? Would you want that if that was your daughter? How come it's okay for Hunter Biden to be naked in front of his underage niece and take pictures of her? How come that's okay? I mean, you have to ask yourself this. How come it's okay that Eric Swalwell, a man who has security clearance in the highest, admits to sleeping with a Chinese spy for years? Admits it. Do you think in all the time that a woman who was a Chinese spy and said, I'll even sleep with this guy to get what I want, got nothing? So she was the world's most unsuccessful spy. She slept with him for a year straight and got nothing. So when she went back to China and they said, I know you had to sleep with that bum and you had to do all kinds of horrible things and make pretend you loved him and all this kind of stuff. What did you get? I didn't get anything. Do you think that's likely? Do you think that's likely? I'm just asking. I want my Democratic counterparts who aren't brain dead to just answer that question. Do you think that's likely? That a Chinese spy who went so far as to sleep with someone she had no interest in, other than eliciting information from him, did so for a year and came back with nothing? Do you think that Dianne Feinstein, who had a chauffeur that turned out to be a Chinese spy, got nothing? He just drove her around for 3 years and he just kept reporting back, I'm getting nothing, I'm getting nothing, I'm getting nothing. Do you think the Chinese government just said, just keep driving Miss Daisy around, it's okay. It's a fun job, right? You like it. No. You don't think they're pressing them, saying, we sent you there as a spy, come up, let's get the information or you're getting out of there. They're not going to wait 5 years and have them say, I didn't get nothing. That's not the way it works, folks, and you know that. Deep down in your heart of hearts, you know that. So Eric Swalwell compromised our security. Dianne Feinstein compromised our security. How come you're still supporting those people? But if Donald Trump has a bunch of papers that he has the absolute right to declassify, you want him thrown in jail because you don't like him. You know what that's called? How about if there was a town of nothing but Scottish people and some Italian people moved in and they said, we don't like them. Therefore, we're going to claim they molested our children, they stole from our house. We're going to have the magistrate who absolutely hates Italian people say, yes, yes, I agree, they did that. And then we'll just all hang them in town square. They weren't really guilty, but we don't like them. Is that okay with you? I want you to understand that after 4 years and $50 million of taxpayer money, the conclusion to the Russian collusion investigation was there's nothing. Not a shred of evidence. That much taxpayer money wasted, my friends, that much, on a man they didn't like. And they said, we have to stop him. By all means necessary, we must stop him. Even if it means FBI agents have to forge documents. Oh, yes. One of the FBI lawyers admitted to changing words in a document to make it sound different than it was. Some FBI agents were hit up for and reprimanded for their partiality in knowing that it was paid for by the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton. And not telling the judge. Why do you think they did that? Do you think they all just got together one day and said, if Donald Trump is the president, the world will come to an end. Therefore, we are the champions of the world, and we must stop this evil man who will destroy the world. How did he destroy the world? The economy was soaring. Business was coming back. We had greater economic growth than ever. Gas was at an all-time low. ISIS was completely wiped. Our enemies abroad feared us. Our allies thought we were strong. We were getting close to peace agreements with Palestine and Israel that we never thought in the world would ever happen, ever, ever, ever. So what is it that was so horrible and evil that they had to stop? You need to stop and ask yourself that question. What was the horrible, evil thing that they were saving you from? Please name it. Oh, he's mean, and he said some mean things on tweets. So the country has to be saved from that, right? Right now, you're pumping $4.50 gas and saying, I don't care. Does that make sense to you? Wouldn't you rather be pumping $2 gas and not really care if Donald Trump is rude to Rosie O'Donnell? Wouldn't you rather go into a supermarket and see it fully stocked and everything at a reasonable price than to worry about if Donald Trump insulted somebody because, they said something bad about him? Is this the world you want to live in? I'm asking you the question. Are you such an ideologue that you will watch the world crumble and still root for the home team because doing anything less makes you look bad? Are you the person who will support someone who does something evil because, well, I voted for him? If you are, you're the Germans who look the other way. I'm sorry. I hate to be that way. But you're either one of two things. You're either such an ideologue that you will support anything your side does because it's your side, or you're an American who says, I'm a Democrat, and I believe in some of our democratic policies, but I will not stand for corruption. I will not stand for falsely persecuting someone. I will not stand for someone doing illegal things. I will not stand for someone jeopardizing our country. I will not stand for a man whose own daughter said he was molested by her. I will not stand for these things. I will not stand for a school sending my children into drag queen hour and making them dress up while they're crying. Have you seen the videos of children crying? And when you try to stop it, the FBI says you're a domestic terrorist. When the school board literally says, these are our children, parents should have no say. When you drop your child off or he's bused to our school or she's bused to our school, they're ours to teach what we want. Is that what you want for your child? No, everything the Republicans do isn't right, but they're standing up against that. Do you want your child at 8 years old to say, I demand to switch sexes? I demand to have puberty blockers and have the doctor say, I'm sorry, your child has the perfect right to do that and you don't have any right to stop them. Well, then you might as well say they have the perfect right to consent to sex, right? That's going to be the next step, by the way. That's going to be the next step. They've already got a flag. Did you know that? Did you know that the minor attracted people have a flag and they're pushing to have their proclivities justified? We're not criminals. We're minor attracted people. What next? We're not bank robbers. We're long-term bank loaners. Eventually, we'll pay it back one day. We just had to take it now. Here's our flag. Folks, you can't support this. I'm sorry. And if you do, again, you're either highly misinformed and you really need to get more informed and more involved, or you're one of those ideologues who just does not care. Does not care. I'm hoping it's the first, because then there's hope for you. I'm not saying you have to vote Republican. But I'm saying this. If the Republican Party tomorrow said, if Democrats talk, you silence them. If the Republican Party said, we are going after every single Democrat for doing nothing, and report after report comes out saying this was false, they forged documents, they did this, they did that, we've proven they lied, I would not support the Republican Party anymore. I would say, well, at one time I was a Republican, but this party has changed, and I do not support criminals. I do not support people who want to stifle free speech. I do not support people who look the other way when children are being molested and indoctrinated. No, I do not support a party that does that, and I would switch. I'd just become an independent. Like I said, we can disagree on policies. We can disagree on legitimate policies, but these are not legitimate policies. What I'm asking you is, are you okay with the fact that it's been proven that the FBI lied to try to unseat a duly elected president by lying, by forging documents, by changing the meanings of things? Are you okay with that? If you're okay with that, then you're okay with insurrection, because that's what it was. So I don't know why you're worried about January 6th. Are you okay with the FBI forming a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, trying to find people who will go along with it, basically blackmailing people that you better go along with it, and then trying to prosecute them when they go along with it? You see, that's not their job. Their job isn't to say, let me create a crime, get people to help me supposedly commit the crime, and then arrest them. That's not the way our justice system works. Our justice system is, you commit a crime, we find you. We don't invent the crime. That's what they're doing now with Donald Trump. I know he must have done something, but it doesn't matter. The perception is, if we raid his house, he's done something bad. And even if he hasn't, we'll make something up. Now you're going to see these affidavits come out, and they're going to be highly redacted. You know what's going to be redacted? All the things that make the FBI look bad. All the things that make Trump look bad, those won't be redacted. Don't you want to hear the whole truth, or you're okay with half the truth? So if I walk over to your house, kick your dog, break your window, spit on your wife, and punch your kid in the face, and you push me off the porch, is it okay for me to say, I walked over to this guy's house and he pushed me off the porch and I injured myself, so I'm suing him? And when you say, wait a minute, let me tell you what he did. Oh, no, that's redacted. All that's getting through to the public is, this poor man walked to your house, you pushed him off the porch. You're an evil, horrible person, and you pushed this poor man off the porch and he suffered injury. Therefore, you're the criminal, he's the victim. You're okay with that, right? You're okay with all that because you don't like Donald Trump. So where do we stop this? Is it okay if I don't like certain people, can I lie about them committing a crime? Is it okay if I don't like my next-door neighbor to claim he broke into my house and somehow forge and create evidence to make it look like he did? Is that okay? If you're a female and you don't like some guy, is it okay for you to say he attempted to rape you so you ruin his whole life and put him in jail forever? Is that okay? Is that okay? Wake up. At the end of the game, folks, we're all American. We're not a Democrat. We're not a Republican. We're not an independent. We're not a liberal. We're not a libertarian. We're American. And we can disagree on policy, but we cannot disagree on fundamental moral rights. When you can't even agree what a woman is, how do you expect to have any serious talks? I don't care if a man decides he wants to be a woman. I don't care if he changes his name to a female name. I don't care if he dresses in female clothing. I don't care if he sleeps with men, women, whatever's legal. I don't care. It doesn't affect my life one tiny bit, and I do not care. But you aren't a woman. You're a man who wants to be a woman. And that's fine. A woman. You haven't grown up with a woman's experience. You didn't grow up as a little girl, understanding what it meant to be a little girl, understanding the challenges, the unique challenges that face little girls. No, you skipped all that. And you're 37 now, and you wake up and say, I think I want to be a woman today. Well, then the value of a woman is zero. Or a man, the same way. The value is zero. You can be whatever you want to be. Whatever sexual attraction you have, that's your own business. You can dress the way you want to dress. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. Can't one day wake up and say, I'm a llama, because I'm not a llama. And I'll never be a llama. And if I dress up like a llama and I do what llamas do and I hang out in a field with llamas, I'm still not a llama. I'm a human being who is pretending to be a llama or wishes he was a llama. You're never going to see a rooster lay an egg. You understand? You're never going to see a rooster lay an egg. Why is that? To agree on basic fundamentals. Now, anybody who says, well, anybody or any man who dresses like a woman and wants to be a woman and wants me to call them a woman's name, they shouldn't have any rights. I'm the first person to stand up and say, no, you're wrong. They should have every equal right of anybody else in the world. They have a right to their own happiness. They have a right to whatever they want to be. But so do I. And I don't have to pretend you're a woman just because you want me to. Any more than you have to pretend to be a man when you really are. You see, we all have those same individual choices. You don't get to take away my freedom to get yours. People say, well, what's wrong with someone going into the bathroom if they identify as a woman? I'll tell you what. How about the women's rights that are in there who say, I don't want a biological man in the bathroom with me? How come their rights are less important than the rights of the man who thinks he's a woman? How come his rights are more important than all of theirs? If you can answer me that question, then we'll talk. But I would think that the majority should rule. And if the majority of women say, no, I'm uncomfortable with a biological man in the bathroom, then majority rules, right? Wait till you have your full sex change. When you have your full sex change, go to the women's bathroom. Until then, go to the men's. Folks, look no further than what's happening now with Dr. Fauci. How many times did I come on this radio show and tell you the masks don't work? The vaccinations are, iffy, and there's no possible way you can guarantee they're safe. They may help. They may hurt. Who knows? We don't know. So your individual choice should be whether you want one or not. Now what is the CDC saying? Well, you no longer have to isolate if you get the virus. You no longer have to leave class. We were probably too quick to shut down the country, and the masks really don't seem to make much difference now that we've studied it. What did I tell you from the beginning? And I'm not a doctor. I just have common sense. But you were so fearful, and you were so indoctrinated with the media saying you're going to die. You know, the people you love are going to die. Everyone you know is going to die. Stay home. Quit your job. Close your business. Wear a mask. That you lost your common sense. And you said, oh, my God, I could never live with myself if my wife died because I am so stubborn, so I'll wear 15 masks, and I'll get asthma, and I'll quit my job, and I'll live off welfare. None of it was necessary, as it turns out. And what does Dr. Fauci say? I'm retiring. You know why he's retiring? Because he thinks that if the November midterms do not turn out in favor of the Democrats, he is going to be in trouble. He's still going to be in trouble. He lied to the American people. We now see document after document that proves exactly what little old Marcus Cain said. And who am I? This is what I want you to understand. I'm not preaching to you like I'm somebody special. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a genius. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a political science major and I have 50 degrees. I'm just like you. So let me ask you a question. How is it that I knew that Dr. Fauci was conducting gain-of-function research in a North Carolina laboratory that the Obama administration had funded and then said it was too dangerous to continue? How did I know that he then shifted that money to a Wuhan lab illegally, because you're not supposed to do that, by sending it first to another organization who then sent it there, which is like laundering money? I didn't directly give it to Wuhan. I gave it to so-and-so who then gave it to Wuhan. Wink, wink, nod, nod. How did I know that? And how I knew that? Because I'm engaged. I read. I research. When someone tells me something, whether it's Rachel Maddow's or Sean Hannity, I don't believe it. I research it. And I don't research it on Facebook. I don't research it on some libertarian site. I research it myself. And then I come to my own conclusion. I don't take just other people's word for it. I don't care what Sean Hannity thinks. I don't care what Rachel Maddow thinks. It's irrelevant. If they bring up a point, I'll say, okay, well, that's a very interesting point. Let me see if that's true. That's all you have to do. But your average American just gets up in the morning and says, I don't care. I'm a Democrat. I'm voting for Democrats. I'm a Republican. I'm voting for Republicans. I don't care if they're raping babies. I don't care if they're killing puppies. I don't care if they're robbing me blind. Where's my Starbucks coffee? Where's my cigarettes? Where's my marijuana? I don't give a fuck. Okay, well, then you don't. But I do. And I'm not smarter than you. I'm just better researched. And I told you this. While the pandemic was going on, I told you every single bit of this. And I told you that one day the facts would come out and I would be proven correct. Well, I've been proven correct. And now I'm telling you that the people you are holding up as heroes are the villains. And history is going to prove me correct. And it's going to be a terrible burden to bear for you when you finally have to look yourself in the mirror and say, how was I so blind? How did I not see the obvious? I don't know. I don't know. Because it is obvious, folks. It's as obvious as the nose on your face. People don't suppress free speech because they are afraid of you giving misinformation. Do you think if I was running for office and someone said, I think the world is going to be taken over by aliens, and I saw Bigfoot in my backyard, and I was abducted and anal probed. I say, oh, that person should not be allowed to speak. No, I'd say, yeah, give them a microphone. Because they're just going to do themselves in with foolishness. You know when you silence free speech? When you fear that it's true and you fear other people will realize it's true. That's when you need to stop it. So when doctors were saying the masks don't work, I'm telling you the masks don't work, shutting down the country isn't going to help, they were kicked off YouTube, they were kicked off Facebook, they were kicked off Twitter, they were vilified, demonized, called crazy people, not because they feared what they had to say would hurt people, just they feared people might believe it. You have the right to say what you want in this country. Why do you think we have this big thing with doctors? Let's get a second opinion. How about if your doctor said, no, there is no second opinion? What I say goes and that's it. You say, well, I really don't think I need surgery. Well, then go home and die. But you can't go to another doctor or you will be arrested. You take my word or nothing. That's what Dr. Fauci did. Real science is ever-changing, so Dr. Fauci should say there is no actual whatever you want to call it, rule. We think the mask might help, but if you have information that says it doesn't, please come forward with it. We'll be glad to take a look at it. We don't think this particular medicine helps, but if you have information that it does, by all means, let's take a look at it. That's not what happened. They said, no, this is exactly what we say. You will follow it. No one else will question it, and that's it. Do you think that's a good thing? If you had a bad disease, would you like a second opinion? Or would you like it if your doctor said you will take my opinion and like it or die? I'm asking my Democrats, listeners, and is that what you want of this country? Because that's what you're supporting. You don't understand it. You're supporting crime. You're supporting the suppression of free speech. You're supporting children being sexualized. You're supporting literally all of the bad things that you claim that Donald Trump was going to do to this country. You're now supporting. And he never did any of those things. But you're still supporting it. And I don't know, for the life of me, I don't know how. Like I said, it's okay to disagree with policies. I have Democratic friends. We disagree with foreign policy. We may disagree on abortion. We may disagree on taxes. That's all fine. That's what makes America strong. You politely disagree and say we both want what's best for this country. We just have different ideas of how to get there. But both of us are looking for a stronger, better America. That's fine. Here's what's not fine. What's not fine is when you say America's a horrible, evil, racist, misogynistic, homophobic cesspool of a country, and we are going to tear it down to its very foundations and rebuild it in a new vision. Because that's not for you to say. And when Joe Biden had, just compare it, Donald Trump's Make America Great Again. It means America lost its way, but we're going to get back to being great. What's Joe Biden's? Build back better. Well, how can you build back something unless you tear it down first? Can you build back your house unless you demolish your house? So why is that his slogan, build back? Build back from what? After we tear it down? Well, you're tearing it down right now. I didn't see $4.50 gas prices under Donald Trump. I didn't see $5 hamburger a pound under Donald Trump. I didn't see shortages of on all the shelves under Donald Trump. I didn't see any of these horrible things happening. There was no war in the Ukraine. There was no China threatening Taiwan. We didn't see any of these things. And if you're so blind, I love when my Democrat, I don't even want to call it, some of my friends are Democrats. But when the Democrats say, I'm leaving California, I'm leaving New York, it's become a cesspool of crime and corruption and horribleness. And then they go to Republicans, tell me how you think that makes sense. If you're fleeing the policies that have destroyed a state or a city, does it make sense to vote for those very same policies in the state you end up in? Or does it make sense that you say, I'm going to support the policies that made this a state I wanted to go to? I mean, that's as easy as pie, folks. If you're fleeing to Florida because you say Florida's more normal and Florida's better and Florida's this, well, then support the policies that made it that way. Don't vote for the ones that made California, California. Don't vote for the ones that made New York, New York, or you're just a part of the problem. But you're so indoctrinated into, I'm a Democrat, I must vote Democrat. You don't have to do anything. You have to wake up and be an American. You are not defined by a DNR. You are defined by your morals. You are defined by the things that you will or will not condone. And if you're condoning political, conspiracy to demonize your political opponents and throw them in jail, if you are condoning making one party the party that needs to be jailed and reschooled and put in camps and re-education and everything else, you are the German people in World War II. I always wondered, how did the German people not rise up when they realized that the Jews were being exterminated? The answer is because they were told they weren't human. They were told they were less than human. They were told they were garbage. They were told they were the ones that were ruining the country. And if you remove them, everything will be great. That's what the Democrats are telling you right now. And it's up to you whether you want to listen or not. I certainly hope you don't.